Hi, I'm Jared Nichols, and this is my podcast series, The Futurist. A hot topic in business today is innovation. And as a result, we have an endless supply of commentary on the concept, need for, and the how-tos of innovation. Now, the consistent flaw that I find with much of what is out there today is that they either tell you what you already know. So, for example, in order to be successful in the 21st century, you need to be innovative. Or they attempt to give you a step-by-step process for fostering innovation within your organization that often amounts to little more than structured brainstorming, such as step one, ask your team for ideas. Step two, pick the best ideas. Step three, create a business plan, and so on. I think you get the idea. In order for leaders and organizations to truly be innovative, they must first have a framework for exploring multiple future possibilities that equip them to anticipate emerging market needs. Now, I've created a simple process to help leaders establish this framework for themselves and their teams. I refer to this process as identify, create, challenge, and explore. Now, this process in action might look something like this. We want to identify an existing trend, issue, or actual event where the full implications are not yet known. So, for example, let's imagine that one of our target audience groups is the entertainment industry, and the trend we're concerned with is the growing market on autonomous technology, artificial intelligence, robotics, drones, etc. The next step for us is to then create the framework for generating ideas by formulating a critical question that your team will work together to resolve. So that question might be, how will the recent growth in autonomous technologies impact future growth for the entertainment industry? Which then takes us to the third process. Challenge the baseline assumptions that have been made about this issue. So you may begin by asking, what do the majority of my colleagues and industry experts have to say about this? Once you've established the baseline assumption, it's important for you and your team to search for new information that either confirms or contradicts the baseline assumptions or creates a new assumption altogether. Which takes you to the last part of this process, and that is to explore. You want to explore the possible implications this new information could have on the future growth and success of your clients and your target audience groups. And it's at this stage that you will have the foundation for generating relevant, high-quality ideas and concepts that anticipate the needs of your target audience groups before they even arise. In order to truly be innovative, it's important to evaluate your process for anticipating issues and obstacles that affect the future success of your clients and your customers. So my question to you is this: what action will you take today to truly create a culture of innovation in your organization? You've been listening to The Futurist with me, Jared Nichols. For more information, please visit my site at thejarednicholsgroup.com.